Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Glenn Spencer from American Patrol is going to be with us the next 30 minutes. Then we have a young man who videotaped police engaged in corruption and now threatening him. He's now being stalked. That is coming up. But the police won't touch our precious illegal alien friends. They're too important part of the fall of the U.S. and the birth of the North American Union. They don't have to have ID cards to get bank accounts or house loans, but citizens do. Big story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Veteran removes illegal Mexican flag, may be charged. In Arizona, a high school honor student removed the Mexican flag that had been run up. The American flag had been torn down and stomped on. He was arrested. Now, there have been many of these cases, and that's what the system does. It defends the destruction of the U.S., because those running this government want the fall of this country. Just like the corporations that aren't even Mexican-owned put up 670-something billboards or 80-something billboards, I forget the exact number, saying California, L.A. is Mexico. Also, coming up, we have confirmed this. It's been in the news. I have the curricula right here in Texas. They're going Spanish only in schools, in some cases that are only 25% illegal alien, 25% foreigner. They're, again, destroying the culture by design, making them go to Spanish only. Oh, yes, and I have an email here. My grandson just started preschool this year at Patterson Elementary in Houston, Texas. He speaks very little Spanish, but because his mother is of Hispanic origin, he was put in a class that only teaches in Spanish. He has less than an hour of English class a day. All his homework is spent home in Spanish, which my son is supposed to help him with. My son nor I speak much Spanish at all. Well, that's nothing. We now have the AP reporting what we told you about months ago, where from Oregon to Texas, right here in Austin, they say science, math, and English will all be, it's not English anymore, writing, will be taught in Spanish only. Core curricula. No more bilingual, no more two different sets of classes. They're just telling Americans that don't speak Spanish, you've got to. Glenn Spencer, welcome.
Alex, good to talk to you again.
What are you, now we're going to come back and get into the Dream Act that would end the country and amnesty and the rest of it, but in the minute or two we got left, what do you in this segment, what do you think of the veteran removing the Mexican flag and now they're talking about arresting you?
Well, you know, we about 5 years ago, almost six now, in Washington, D.C., I took the Mexican flag right out with about 40 people right out in front of the Mexican embassy and burned it, right? And I had the Secret Service there and Washington, D.C. police, and they held everybody back while I did this. Now, I don't know if taking somebody's property may be a crime. That's one thing.
Well, they had it above the American flag.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, this is in Reno. It was flying a business, huge flagpole, big flags, above the American flag, and the owner says he did it. Did it for, quote, Hispanics, whatever that means.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. I went to that page to see to get the report that's been removed, but, I'm so proud of this fellow for doing this. He showed some real courage, and we would defend him if they try to sue him and take him to court and put him in jail. We'll try to defend him.
You know what? You're right. The News 4 that had the video in the story has been jerked down. I guess it was politically incorrect to show
right.
The Mexican flag.
Right. It's been pulled.
Well, not before we grabbed it. I wonder why they did that. I'll go to their main page and see if they repost it. Well, we've got the story. We got the story and images of it up on Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Glenn Spencer, stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For those that don't know, what's happening in Reno is happening in Farmers Branch. It's happening all over the country. The illegal aliens are running around everywhere, waving Mexican flags, screaming La Reconquista. I mean, I've been there. I've seen it. I've talked to chefs in L.A. If you're not an illegal alien and don't speak Spanish, you don't have a job. They're saying pilgrims go home. Illegal aliens are all over the place on double, triple welfare on top of it, or fake names. The Mexican government fosters all this by issuing fake IDs under any name they wish. Then Bank of America and others accept those, Wells Fargo, New York accepts them. This is the planned destruction of our country. Then they go into a McDonald's and arrest a bunch of illegal aliens. And by the way, if they arrested 100,000 a year, and they're not even arresting a fraction of that, it wouldn't even scratch the surface of 4 million immigrants a year, 3 million illegal, a million legal. But here it is, protest marked, planned for Wednesday over McDonald's raids. That's out of Reno. See, they had a couple raids there. And so, let's take down the American flag and put a Mexican flag over it. And then that's what caused this to happen. And then notice that the News 4 then decided to take it down. They decided, and I've got the story printed. It's pretty dry here. But it does, it says, flag of Mexico flown illegally over Reno businesses. But they don't care. I wonder why that was taken down. I wonder why that's happened, Glenn. I guess we're not supposed to talk about this, are we?
That's correct. You know, it's too inflammatory, divisive. So we won't tell the people the truth. Because this is what they're afraid of, you see. I mean, I said 11 years ago in a meeting in Los Angeles, you won't know you're being invaded until you try to stop it. And now America's putting up resistance, and they're fighting back. And it's going to get worse. So they're putting up their flag, they're demonstrating, they're striking, but they're going to do a lot more before all of this is over. As Shakespeare says, all's well that ends well, this isn't going to end well.
Now, when the illegal aliens burned down every major city in the country, from Chicago to Austin, what will the response be? Total capitulation and apologizing by the establishment?
Yeah, I think the likely scenario is that there's going to be set off a kind of major riot, especially in Los Angeles. And I think that once that happens, the illegals and their allies will essentially carve out part of Los Angeles and say, you're not coming in here. This is Mexico. And then they're going to try to negotiate a settlement. That's how I see this thing culminating in that kind of major upheaval in the United States.
Now, this is horrible for Hispanic Americans who are extremely patriotic.
Absolutely.
It's almost a stereotype. I mean, they're great Americans. They're totally freaked out. I remember being 12 years old visiting my cousin in San Antonio who grew up in Guatemala, so he spoke Spanish, though he's Anglo. And I remember thinking that his Mexican friends, who were middle class and owned businesses and, you know, were Americans and, you know, had the bronze stars on the wall from Daddy in Vietnam, I thought they were testing me because I was this young, liberal, modern American when they would talk bad about all the illegal aliens and how they hated America. Now, this is 20-something years ago. What about them? I mean, they're really upset.
Of course. But they're going to be swept away. You just have to watch Spanish language media, as I have for years, to understand the kind of propaganda that is being pushed into that community. And while there are those who are reasonable, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, there's still a huge core, I believe, the people who do not believe the United States has a right to protect its borders and that they have a right to come here. After all, a major, you know, Zogby poll found that the vast majority of Mexicans believe this is their land, that they have a right to come here. And that's what they're told day in and day out. And that's what their Mexican government is telling them. The Mexican president said, wherever there's a Mexican, there's Mexico. So, and Zedillo said 10 years ago, I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it. That was a declaration of war in 1997, and I produced the documentary, The Conquest of Aztlan, how Mexico is trying to reverse the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of 1848. And place the Southwest under its jurisdiction. And it's well on the way to doing it.
It's incredible, my friend, to see all of this begin to unfold and everything you've talked about come to fruition. Is there any way to avert? I mean, you know, the key to this is our government, our media, big radio chains, they foster, they love the La Risa this, La Raza that, La Reconquista this, Aztlan that, the billboards, what is it, 670, 680 something, they put up in L.A. saying L.A. was Mexico. That was a, you know, a Jewish American paid to put that up. I mean, the establishment wants the North American Union. They want to bring down the U.S. And don't the Mexicans know that they're not going to get their Aztlan? They're just being used? Well, I talked to them and they say, yeah, we're using the New World Order. We know that. I mean, what do they think they're going to get?
Well, basically, they see America being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. And basically what they're saying is, oh, well, we don't care about that, but while you're at it, we'll just take this part. That's essentially what is going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been talking about this how many years, Alex? I've been at this 17 years full time. 17 years. And it's essentially playing out just as we thought it would.
But it's like we're sitting ducks. I mean, I remember learning about this 15 years ago and then learning just how bad it was and then finding out, I mean, and how it's taught in the schools that America's bad and will fall and be destroyed, ha, 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 and then it's all over the Mexican radio and TV, and then we're not supposed to talk about it. I mean, this is sick.
That is correct. When you watch, if you watch Spanish-language news in Los Angeles, 80% of the news has to do with illegal immigration, how to fight the law, how to defeat the law, and why the Mexicans are victims. On the other side of the English language television, maybe 3%. You have two groups of people in Los Angeles. They see the world through different eyes and through different reports and information. And this is very dangerous. I wrote an editorial in the Daily Bruin at UCLA about 10 years ago, and I talked about this. I said, we have got to shut down the Spanish language media in the United States that's using the public broadcasting airways.
Well, let's be clear. I'm always for free speech, but when you've got multinational corporations calling for destroying the country and calling for a huge group to bring down the nation, that is treason by any...
Absolutely. And that's how they were able to have these huge marches in Los Angeles and all across the country.
I mean, let's be clear, folks. If I was on air saying, end America, bring us down, North American Union, hand over our infrastructure, that would be treason. You see, that's when you do arrest people. That's when you do send them into exile. That is it. It's unbelievable. It is literally the standard, the definition of insurrection and treason.
Well, there's no question about it. I now see that your prisonplanet.com has got that up there and the Mexican flag on top. Yeah, that was a great American who went and tore that down.
We're trying to get a hold of him desperately right now in Reno, but they've since taken the video down. Because they've done that, we do this just to document what's happening. Here is a piece of the newscast that's been censored. Here it is.
Yeah, they killed it because it was too inflammatory.
Let me just play the audio.
It's like the Montebello school system situation, where the students at Montebello High School went out and raised the Mexican flag and the American flag, not only below it, but upside down.
Let's go ahead and play this. Here it is.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Joe Hartz.
And I'm Shelby Sheehan. This afternoon, we received a call from a viewer who said a business near downtown Reno was flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, which, in fact, is illegal.
This after photos and comments about the flag were posted on Craigslist as early as 11:30 this morning. When we were able to have a photographer go and check everything out, we found the story to be true. It also didn't take long before the situation provoked a strong reaction. We're now going to show you, unedited, just what happened.
That is what happened, right there. I'm Jim Brossard, and I took this flag down in honor of my country with a flag, with a knife from the United States Army. I'm a veteran. I'm not going to see this done to my country. If they want to fight us, then they need to be men, and they need to come and fight us. But I want somebody to fight me for this flag. They're not going to get it back.
So what do you think of that? No comment? What do you think of that?
All right. And it goes on with the guy who hates America. I mean, obviously, he's saying he put it up there because he supports illegal aliens. And, by the way, we found the video online where somebody else had grabbed it. I'm not sure how long it's going to be up there, but it's top story on prisonplanet.com. Copy the video everywhere before they pull it down again. The story is being censored. Dig it to the top. Push it up to number one on Dig. Everybody go dig it right now. Dig the Infowars.net story. Veteran removes illegal Mexican flag, may be charged. Reno resident cuts down Mexican flag flying above U.S. flag after outcry. Glenn? This is military, and what he's saying is true. Hey, you're doing something military. You're saying it's your country. Come on, let's fight. Because, I mean, this is our country. It's under attack.
That is a political statement that this is Mexico and not the United States. It has prevalence and domination over the territory. That's what they're saying with that statement. And they believe it. And this is what the American people have to understand. You have millions of people in your midst who don't think you belong here.
And they've got global corporations that aren't even owned by the Mexicans telling them this out of Europe. This is the dagger in the heart of America, folks. They're killing the country. They're being used to do it. They must be stopped. Glenn, stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 3rd, 2007, gold 733. 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $756.02, $372.80 for half, $186.40 per quarter. That's $756.02, $372.80, and $186.40. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
It was an inside job by the will connected.
Glenn Spencer, we got links to his website up on Infowars.com. He is the premier organization on lobbying, defending, surveilling the border, documenting. And we really are thankful for him. I want to explain something. I believe the pie gets bigger. I love everybody. And that's what makes me so mad, that it's like football. Cowboys versus the Oilers or something. But this is life and death. And the illegal aliens, it's like their football team. And everything that's wrong and everything that's bad is the gringo's fault and is America's fault. When your country is more wealthy than ours, you have triple the resources, more billionaires than we have. That criminal government uses us as a steam valve. Chase Manhattan Citibank literally owns much of Mexico. They've got a deal to bring this country down. It's perfect. You've got 30 million people. They're here. They're nationalistic. They teach Americans not to be nationalistic, which lowers our national defense. Well, it's like we're a body. And it's like we have AIDS. We don't have an autoimmune response. We've been taught to be liberal and, oh, I love you. And then meanwhile, it's in another language going, we're going to get them, we're going to kill them, we're going to Islam them, we're going to run over the pilgrims. This is our great victory. Oh, yes. I mean, Glenn, how frustrating it is to know this is going on. And even mainline national hosts who are fake conservatives, they don't tell their listeners one-tenth of how bad it is.
That's correct. It is frustrating, and I get disappointed, but I never get discouraged, because what's plan B? Where do you go to surrender? You got to stay and fight.
Well, I think the illegal aliens are shocked now that the pathetic, chicken-necked Americans are at least willing to stand up to them now.
Well, we had one soldier who did.
Where does the attitude come with hatred to go pull an American flag down in public schools, and then they grab the young man that puts it back up? I mean, it's horrible.
What total disrespect, not only for our flag, but for our people, that they think they could get away with that. You know why they think they can get away with it? Because they're getting away with everything else. It's a lawless country. There are no laws. It's anarchy.
Glenn, what do we do? I mean, I don't have the money, the infrastructure to have Spanish broadcasting. If I did, I couldn't get on any stations. I mean, why? When I'm able to individually talk to the foreigners, they can understand. They're not stupid. I mean, how do we get the message out to them that they're not beating anybody? They're helping the New World Order.
Well, call people and tell them to log on to your website and listen to your program. That's how we get the message out.
Well, I'm on AM and FM stations. Used to be on in Reno for 4 years till the station sold, and now it's neocon radio, and they won't tell people one. I mean, look at Bush. He's back with the amnesty plan. Where is this Dream Act going to legalize all the illegals?
Well, that's been dropped in the Senate. They said maybe in a month or so, but they pulled it. They just had no support for it. So that's gone for the time being.
But it doesn't matter. It's a stalemate because we got 30 million illegals here.
That's right, and Chertoff is telling people that he's got the border, he's securing the border.
He built
none of it. I'm the guy, we're the only organization in the country. I fly the border, I'm the pilot. Once a month at 500 feet, I fly from El Paso to San Diego, over 700 miles. We document every foot of it. They're not protecting the border, and he's not telling the truth.
How many miles did they really build?
I think it's around 54, but I've got so much data I'm going through, I won't have the final number.
Now, in one state, they claim they put up 200 miles in the news.
He told the Senate, he told the people in last June that they're going to have 150 miles of fencing. He could only have meant they're going to have 150 miles of new fencing, because that was the way the question was put to him. But now he has said, we put up 70 miles. Well, I'll tell you what. They put up about 54 miles. And 33 of those miles, let me tell you where it is. It's a little pedestrian fence along the southern border of the Goldwater bombing range. And we've documented hundreds, if not thousands, of tire tracks coming off of Mexican Highway 2 driving in onto the bombing range. But nobody in his right mind would try to walk there. It's a desert followed by an impenetrable mountain. You'd have to drive up through the passes in a vehicle. You would die.
Of course, they put the fence where it would do no good.
And it wasn't needed.
And where they put a few miles of real fence, they put giant animal passes under it that a man can walk under.
Oh, yeah. Day before yesterday, I flew the border, the new fence at Cassidy. They built it right up against the mountain and right up against trees. All you have to do is climb over the trees and drop down.
It's unbelievable. Glenn Spencer, do 10 more minutes with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Specifically on the destruction of our borders. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking with Glenn Spencer. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, you can see the censored story. They've pulled down the video and the text of the newscast off of the local news station. We'd already written an article about it and had some screenshots, and someone else had uploaded the video. We have that linked. So all that censored material is available right now at InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. Going back to Glenn Spencer, and then again, we're going to take some of your calls on this subject. Glenn, tell people about your websites and how people can support what you're doing.
Well, there are a couple of them. AmericanPatrol.com has been around for a long time. That's my website. I pay for it. I also run American Border Patrol. That is a nonprofit corporation. We're right here on the border. Since I talked to you last, I bought a 100-acre ranch right on the border. I own the property with a half-mile frontage on the border. And I've got American Border Patrol in there now, and we're setting up our own virtual fence. We have a Cessna 206, the 2U-206 that we fly the border with. Right now, we've got a new group of Minutemen called the Patriots Border Alliance.
Yeah,
they're down...
Isn't that the answer? Is even if to have all the veterans, we got millions of retired veterans, to even if they buy 2 acres near the border, just a migration of veterans. I mean, if this isn't defending the country, I don't know what is, and just get everybody to move in on that border.
Well, it would be nice, but there's very little private property on the border. Most of it is government. I was lucky to find a big chunk, 100 acres, right on the border, right in the middle of a smuggling area. That's where I live. That's where I am right now. You know, we've got the Minutemen are down here. We're out working with them, providing them with communications capability. We have a thing called a gully watcher we developed, a thermal camera on a big mast. We'll be out there working with them tonight. But that's part of it. You know, the PatriotsBorderAlliance.com, these are great people. They come down to the border and provide the eyes and ears. And I was on the radio with them the other night. We don't have enough thermal cameras, and most of the traffic here is at night. But they could hear a group speaking Spanish, and just by hearing them, can you believe that? They were able to bring in the Border Patrol. So they're doing a great job.
Now, Bush has called them evil vigilantes, but at the same time then says tattle and spy on your neighbors, and the FBI from North Dakota to Texas is putting ads in the paper saying, come to this meeting, we're going to teach you how to fight terror and crime. You get there, they give you secret logins to spy on your neighbors and literal Stasi. So we have domestic Stasi for, quote, crime, but then you're evil if you go to the border where drug dealers and murderers and criminals are pouring across and killing cops.
Right, and there's never been in the little over two years that they've been coming down, it was mostly a 2 years, about 2.5 years ago, there's never been one incident or anybody charged with a crime.
It's absolutely off the chart insane.
Oh, absolutely. And it has been insane for so long. And what I want to tell people is that, and you and I have been talking about this. I've been at it for 17 years, and there are people, and I could name names, and organizations, and I could name the organizations who did this to us. They say, oh, the Border Patrol, the immigration system is broken. No, it's not broken. It was broken. It was deliberately subverted by the people in government.
You know, it's funny, Glenn, that you just raised that. You know, Lou Dobbs has the show Broken Borders. Well,
right.
I mean, if I go and decide to blow up a dam, it's not broken. I decided to destroy it.
That's correct.
And so it's not broken. You know, they say the war on drugs is broken. No, it's designed to bring more drugs in and drive up the price and imprison people. It's working. The Pentagon's own plans in Iraq said break it in three parts, sow sectarian violence. They're doing exactly what the Pentagon plan was. They just told the public something else. So with the situation with the border, this is exactly what the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundations called for. And just as Pasteur says, this is for their North American Union. This is to balkanize and destroy the culture of the United States, and
absolutely,
they're doing it.
But you see, this last June, when the Senate of the United States killed that amnesty bill, it was a major turning point. And, you know, I was so proud. Senator Dole, who was given 2 minutes just before they took the vote, and she got up before the Senate, and she said, last year we passed the Secure Fence Act of 2006. We're supposed to build 700 miles of fence. You know how much they've built? She said, 2 miles. You know where she got that information? The only source of that information was our survey. We were the ones who reported that. And I think we helped bring down that amnesty. And
well,
I think we helped make the turn the tide.
See, I was going off last year's numbers. Now it is 50. That's why I was thinking 50. I thought it was 2. And you guys went out and actually...
No, that's 54 miles of single-layer fence. Okay? We still stick with our 2 miles of the double-layer fence that the Secure Fence Act calls for. It says build 700 miles of two-layer fence.
But they had to shut that down because they only had illegal aliens working on it.
You know where the fence material was built? In Mexico. It's manufactured in Mexico. And I had a customs officer tell me in Yuma that they wouldn't release the material until the president was finally had to get involved and get the material released out of Mexico.
So the government had paid Mexico to build a fence, and then Mexico wouldn't ship it.
Whatever down there was, an official whatever, they couldn't get it out of Mexico.
That's how much those people down there hate this country.
That is correct.
I mean, it is a cultural icon. It is the big driving force. It is the culture. I was down in southern Mexico last year, No, it was January of this year, and my wife was there, and I got her to ask the guys behind the counter selling chips and stuff, and we were like, yeah, the U.S. is in trouble. The New World Order's taken over. You know, what do you think about illegal immigration? And the guy just said, yeah, we're going to destroy your country and kick all of you out, started laughing at us. And just right to our face. I mean, right to our face, man. Just
And to your face now in the United States with this flag put up on top of Mount McDonald's, Mexican flag on top, American flag on the bottom.
But don't they understand that they're slaves in Mexico?
Look, once a Mexican, always a Mexican. I'm going to tell you something that's very strange that I've learned over the years. One of the reasons that we have such a problem is there's never been any immigration into Mexico. They're so insular. They are all, the nationalism, Mexican nationalism runs deeper than anything we can conceive of. And they believe in Mexico, and they believe in their nation, and they're very rabid on this issue.
I know.
We're going to be facing, you know, problems beyond anything we could have dreamed of.
I have studied nations, and they are more nationalistic than Iranians. They are more nationalistic than Libyans. They are more nationalistic than Russians or Japanese. I mean, they literally worship it, but at the same time, they get shot out in the street if they try to protest. I mean, they won't take their own country back.
Well, they may. You know, there's something afoot. There's something blowing in the wind. But and I think that if we shut down this border, they might clean up their country. As a matter of fact, that's the only way they'll do it.
No, I mean, definitely they're rebelling down there and don't like it. But my point is, how could they be smart about their government being bad and needs to be dealt with, but then we're bad when their government wants the end of it? I mean, our own...
I believe that it's about 70, 80 years ago, actually before then, the Mexican elite made a decision. There was investment, Standard Oil, other people were investing big time in Mexico. And they decided, either we're going to be overwhelmed by gringo dollars, or they're going to be overwhelmed by our people. They chose the latter. So they deliberately have subverted their own economy, not allowed investment, put great restrictions on investment, knowing that that would cause unemployment and people would flood north.
And by the way, in publications, they call their public cockroaches. And the average Mexican, I mean, I've watched video and stunned online and on Mexican TV of their Congress. Everybody's above 6'2". Most of them got blonde hair and blue eyes. They got names like Fox and Schmidt and everything. And they call their people cockroaches, but I guess their people like that.
Well, apparently... But they are told that they have a right to come north. They're encouraged to come north. The Mexican government publishes documents that, in comic book form, that tells them how to do it. This has been going on for years. But our government doesn't care because we're being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. They are putting us at risk for the benefit of the rich and powerful.
Well, it's not that they don't care. They love it. They love sticking the dagger in us.
Yeah.
Glenn, I know you're a really busy man. Do you have time to take some calls?
Sure.
Robert in California. Oh, it's Robin. Boy, I got that wrong. Robin in California. Go ahead.
San Diego, California. How you doing, bro?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, not too much. And then everything all at once. It just seems like a big old chaotic scene down there at the border. I mean, I can't believe this shit. I just heard about the flag. Pardon my friend.
Yeah, I got to let you go, sir. Okay, I appreciate that. Who's up next on the phone? Art in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm just reading this American Free Press, this recent thing about the CIA installing Pinochet in Chile. Sounds as though they're doing the same thing here. You have hurting the economy and generating social upheaval if they frighten the local people into accepting troops in the street.
No, that's it. Literally, the big central banks have made deals with Mexico to flood us with illegal aliens, then our media fills them full of hate of America, and it's used to bring us into this new world order.
I know, but it's the same thing that happened in Chile is happening here.
Well, that's the big problem, Glenn, is after the illegal aliens riot on cue and burn everything, the police state's going to be used against American citizens, not them.
Well, it could. You know, that's a real possibility. Because this thing is going to be really messy. And, you know, as they say, this is not going to end well.
Anything else, Lewis?
Alex?
Yeah, yes, Art, go ahead.
You should get in touch with Bruce DeLay in Tulsa, 11:70 a.m., He's on top of this immigration things, and things are really heating up in Tulsa.
They're heating up everywhere. They're heating up in Canada. Thanks for the call, Art. We'll go to Lewis in a minute. Glenn Spencer, yeah, in Canada, the illegal aliens are running up their Mexican flags, and the Canadians are starting to freak out.
Well, yeah, if they're flooding north, Canada is very liberal. They probably started opening, welcome them just with open arms, just as we do. They have been alerted. Essentially, we're the tripwire. They're seeing what's going on down here, and I think they're getting concerned.
Well, they better be concerned because, I mean, I've seen the federal and state statistics. I'm going from memory. Tell me if I'm right, but doesn't the average illegal alien get on three different welfare checks under at least two different identities? And 40% of those in the L.A. jails are the illegal aliens. In the Southwest, is over 30% on average.
95% of the outstanding murder warrants in Los Angeles County are for illegal aliens.
And we also hear that the illegal aliens contribute to the economy, but I've seen the numbers about how the average illegal alien takes out, $20,000 more a year than they pay?
Yes. See, we presented these numbers on a 48-hour news broadcast. Now, listen to this. In December 1992, okay, 17 years ago, I was working with demographers and My co-founder, Shirley Lertzman, has since passed away. Nice Jewish lady, member of the L.A. County Grand Jury, totally with us. The demographer, a nice Jewish lady, so don't say the Jews aren't all behind this. Totally with us. Now, yes, we presented the same information 17 years ago, and it's worse because of the cover-up by people like the Los Angeles Times, and they are the worst paper in the nation, the most anti-American newspaper, and they've been covering up the L.A. story for 20 years.
Well, I'll tell you who's behind it. It's the entire establishment. It doesn't matter if it's a British globalist company or it could be a Jewish person or it could be anybody. It's the whole system is behind this because it's the elite waging war against the middle class.
Yep.
Lewis in New Jersey, you're on the air with Glenn Spencer.
Yes, thank you for having me. Wanted to just congratulate him on the effort he's been undertaking and wish him Godspeed and everything. I am out here in New Jersey supporting the Ron Paul campaign for obvious reasons, this being one of them. And just wanted to get on here and thank him and also you as well, Mr. Jones. And I wanted to also mention something. It's slightly off topic, but I got an interesting message from comments at whitehouse.gov recently, and I don't recall ever sending them a message, and I just wanted to put that out there. I had sent an email about it to the contact channels for Infowars.com. But
I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold so we can flesh this out in a little while. While my guest is on, I want to stay on this. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air with Glenn Spencer from American Patrol.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Glenn.
Go ahead, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. Go ahead, sir.
Well, there's not a whole lot I can tell you that you don't already know. Over here in Louisiana, I live in South Louisiana. I hear it's not as bad as Del Rio yet, but I can tell you what. They're here in strength. If they're here, they're everywhere. I just want to say that to all the listeners out there, it's kind of like preaching to the choir, but there's not going to be room for any of us to sit the fence anymore. And as individuals, we're going to have to start looking for things we can do as individuals and as a group. And I'll take my answer off air. Kudos.
I appreciate your call, Mike, and don't think that giving us your report didn't do any good. It's important. Glenn, what are some rapid-fire things that individuals can do? Isn't it calling immigration and demanding illegal aliens get picked up from the day labor sites?
Well, yeah, but more important than that, Alex, I think that what we have to do is demand that these candidates for president of the United States take a stand, a specific stand on this issue. And will they enforce our immigration laws? will they stand up and finish this fence that more than two-thirds of the Senate and House voted for and the president signed? Will they enforce our laws, and will they reject amnesty? We should demand clear answers out of these people, Republicans or Democrats. And also the Congress. We have somebody working, running for Congress. What is their position on this issue? We must be like a drumbeat. Tell us. And then at the local level, people can get into these new enforcement provisions.
And I think it's important for people that speak Spanish to translate the things, you know, the clips on the radio where they're giggling and snickering about taking over and killing people and stuff. And when you see illegal aliens out at these rallies wearing Plan of San Diego shirts like we've done, show video of it and go, Plan of San Diego is the plan to kill everybody. Okay. I mean, folks, this is hardcore. Okay, these people are hardcore, a lot of them. And we need to, like, create our own websites, our own web pages, get the data out, monitor Spanish TV and radio, take clips of it, decipher it for people, show them what's happening. I mean, isn't that important? Too, Glenn?
Absolutely. Perfect. Right on.
Glenn, give people your toll-free number for folks that want to call and join
us. Okay, it's 1-800-600-8642. 1-800-600-VOICE. 1-800-600-8642.
Glenn, I want to thank you for spending time with us,
my
friend. God bless you. You keep the fight up in the defense of the Republic. I really appreciate you. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Federal agents, we are armed!
First, they indoctrinate us to not be nationalistic, to not want to defend the country. Then, when we're desperate and hungry for nationalism, they give us a false nationalism. of attacking a sovereign country that has done nothing to us, like Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan. And I say attack because special forces have been inside Iran for 3 years and they're commanding al-Qaeda forces against them. Official White House press release. And again, I am not an enemy of the Mexicans. And in Gallup polls, 68% of Hispanics, it's been even higher, but I'm using one from a few years ago, are against the open borders and all the illegal aliens running around. They know it drives down their wages, and at the end of the day, that macho chutzpah, or whatever you want to call it, isn't going to put food on your family's table. And it isn't going to make you have a better life. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt me, too. And I want you to have a good life. I want a rebellion in Mexico. I wish it was a free market. I wish the people liked me down there. I wish I could go down there and buy property. It's beautiful. I wish we could get along. Now, that's not the way humans have acted in the past. You know, just like in towns, one Mexican town fights the other town. Or in Africa, one group of blacks across the river from the other group kill each other. I wish we could be smarter than this. I wish we could fix this. But I'm sorry. You want to run around waving your flag saying you're going to kill me, saying you're going to take over, ha, 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 ha. You're going to run into big problems. And it's what could stop this is the Hispanic Americans speaking up. But they're trying to just stay out of it. And they're just embarrassed by it. And I'm embarrassed by it, too. But I've had enough of being looked at with hatred, being told I'm bad, and that I'm a gringo, and ha, 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 and I'm an idiot, and all this business. You know, just because somebody was rude to your granddaddy or something. Again, I'm not saying sins of the past are okay, too. I'm telling you the New World Order is behind you, and the New World Order doesn't care about you. The New World Order puts the same poison in your vaccines as they put in mine. The New World Order puts the same stuff in your water they put in mine. And I'm just telling you right now that you need to join in the fight against the New World Order if you want to win. And we're facing desperate odds. This whole illegal alien thing isn't even going to have time to play out before even worse stuff happens. Things have accelerated too fast. By the way, if you go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can link through to the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Or you can go to the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar's website, just originalalamo.com, and you can link through and buy your tickets for the 24th, 5th, and 6th of this month. And then on the November, what is it, 4th, 5th, and 6th, six more showings, and that's it. And I'm only going to be at the first of each showing each week. I'll be at two more showings. I got to spend time with my family. I got to spend time launching Endgame and finishing Loose Change Final Cut, working with them. I've got to spend time doing all the other things I do. So I can't be there for all of them. I will be there for... But everybody keeps saying, show it more, show it more. Those six showings sold out. We're going to show six more. That'll be 12 showings. I guess I've done five showings, actually, and then six. That's 11 showings. And then that's it. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's all I'm going to be showing Endgame here in Austin, Texas. And if you want to get the tickets, they're available at InfoWars.com. Actually, I've been asking for several days for my guys to put links up to it. They're busy with stories and things. There's not links up there yet. I just looked. So I'm going to call both webmasters at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now, and ask them to put a link somewhere. I'll get it up on the Endgame website, too. And you can start pre-ordering Friday the DVD that will be shipping November 1st. And October 26th, it's going to be out at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.